All right, let's check in with Indira Lakshmanan of Poynter Institute as we talk about how the Las Vegas shooting incident has been covered and whether there's been media bias. Thanks for being with us. We appreciate it.
Well, thanks for inviting me.
First, you wrote about this for Poynter. What are some of the things you noticed about the way the media has covered this story and maybe how it changes the way it's viewed?
Well, something I've noticed for many years, because I myself have been for, you know, two decades a journalist covering terrorism, is that when there are terrorist attacks that involve, when there are shootings or attacks that involve a Muslim perpetrator, we are very quick in the media to jump to the conclusion that this must be terrorism related. And it's not just the media who does this. Politicians and authorities often jump to these conclusions, and we end up reporting those assumptions. When the attacker is a white person, however, the same bias does not exist, and we tend not to jump to that conclusion until we have sufficient evidence that that may be true. What I think is very interesting is that the FBI statistics and other uniform crime statistics, official government records, show that in fact in the United States there are far more attacks by a ratio of 2 to 1, far more terrorist attacks by right-wing or white supremacist or anti-government groups than there are by jihadists. So even though in our imagination, in our minds, for understandable reasons, due to the huge and appalling death toll of 3,000 people from 9/11, we associate jihadis and Muslims with terrorist attacks. But in fact, the statistics show that white people are more often the ones involved in domestic terrorism in this country.
What are the social consequences of that? How does it play out?
I think the problem is that we shape consciousness, of course, both with the commentators and sort of opinion makers who are trotted out onto television and radio to talk about these things, and reporters writing stories and, you know, using certain phrases implying or talking about terrorism versus a white person. It's usually seen as some anomalous freak attack, someone who you might have noticed the sheriff yesterday in Las Vegas described him as a distraught person. My concern about that was that you can be angry or even mentally ill. That doesn't mean that you can't also be a terrorist. The two are not mutually exclusive. Now, I'm not suggesting that Stephen Paddock, the alleged attacker in this Las Vegas incident, was a terrorist, because we have no evidence about his motives yet. My point is only that we as journalists need to be really careful in how we frame stories so we don't shape public opinion in a certain way that might be wrong.
And what about your advice for listeners in terms of how they consume the news around these sorts of situations?
That is such a great question. I'm really glad you asked it. And I would hope that listeners just make themselves educated, news literate consumers of what they read and listen to and watch. And that means being aware of facts. You know, go to the FBI website, go to some of these databases that I write about in my story on Poynter. There are some really interesting databases put together both by the Center for Investigative Reporting and the New America Foundation that really show you what are the true figures involving terrorism. And this has huge consequences, of course, because Donald Trump's central argument in his campaign was that radical Islamic terrorism and illegal immigrants were a huge threat to our nation. When you actually look at the statistics, in fact, that's not true. You know, native-born American citizens commit crime at a higher rate than illegal immigrants. And as I said, far-right and white terrorists have committed more acts of domestic terrorism by a 2-to-1 ratio in the last 8 years or so than jihadi terrorists. So I think it's important that people equip themselves with their facts and be aware of those potential biases when they consume media coverage.
Indira, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.